Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas and welcome to you all. It's always so great to see so many people here tonight on this holy night. Indeed, tonight is a story-filled night where your story and God's story come together. You know, we've been going through the biblical story of salvation all year long, and I'm reminded that we can never really understand the Christmas story apart from God's larger story of salvation. And so tonight is really about each one of us finding our own story in God's story of love for each one of us. God's story began long ago with a wonderful plan for all of us when He created the world. But we chose our own plan instead. And bad decisions led to bad circumstances, which led to more bad decisions. And most of God's story has been about His relentless pursuit to reclaim us and to bring us back to Himself, to restore us to that relationship that was broken. But the obstacle of human sin has been a real challenge. And so the fulfillment of God's desire to have us back would have to come from God Himself. But boy, has it taken a long time. You know, the prophets of God spoke of this very day when Christ would be born and God would provide a way back to Him. But you see, God's prophets had gone radio silent for about 400 years. And in the midst of cruel taxation and heavy religious burdens, the long-awaited Messiah had become a distant hope, a flicker of promise, almost completely extinguished by doubt and fatigue. Then a star appeared over a smelly stable in Bethlehem, and rumors began to surface about a child king who would be born to a poor man from Nazareth and a young bride. Angels sang to sweaty shepherds in the field who bowed in worship at a barn trough. Some Jews like Anna, Simeon, and Elizabeth worshipped, while yet others stayed mired in confusion. 30 long years passed before Jesus began His public ministry, when He began to heal the sick and restore the sight to the blind and raise the dead and forgive sins. And still doubt persisted. After a very public trial, crucifixion and resurrection, thousands of skeptics became believers. Even so, many people still await the Savior today. Because we humans are mortal beings, we live in an ever-decaying world where we have a hard time waiting. We have even a more difficult time seeing and believing promises. As our world groans from injustice, terrorism, and catastrophe, we slog through financial and familial stress, job changes, market swings, health crises. Our children face temptations that we could never have imagined growing up. But let us not forget that our trust is not in what we see. Our trust is not in what we see. The great Advent hymn says it well. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set your people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in Thee. I don't think we will recognize God's story this evening in the birth of Christ without seeing our own need of a Savior in our own story. The Apostle Paul said, God spoke again. He broke his long silence. And this time he spoke in the person of Jesus, the Son of God, whose birth we celebrate, whose life, death, resurrection totally changed the entire world. The Word of God became flesh and came to live among us. He was with God in the beginning when God spoke creation into existence. And now He has spoken into the world, into each one of our lives, to show us the way, the truth, and the life. The light shines into the darkness of this world, and the darkness cannot overcome it. God has spoken His supreme word to us, and that is Jesus. He is everything that God wants to say to you and to me. He's everything that God wants to do for us. But not everybody recognizes Him, nor does everybody accept Him. But for those who do, they become His children, born of God. One of the great Anglican theologians named John Stott, who is recently deceased, said this. He said, "I could never believe in a God if it were not for the cross." He said, "In the real world of pain and suffering, how could one worship a God who was immune to it?" Indeed, we don't know the reason God allows evil and suffering to continue, but we know the reason that it isn't. Indeed, it cannot be that He doesn't love us. And it cannot be that He does not care for you and for me. God so loved you and me that He was willing to come into the messiness of this world and get involved in our lives. God's story and our story have come together in the person of Jesus Christ. The birth of Christ has bridged this great divide between God and us. As God donned flesh and blood, He has said to us, "This is who I am. I know you. I know your struggles. I know what you're going through. I understand you. I love you. And I want to be with you forever." Our journey in this life of faith is to find our story, however messy it may be, in God's story. By allowing Christ to be born in you, to allow Him to live in you and through you, He came to give you the best life. And He wants to become more and more of your life so that His life may be evident through your life. We come here today to claim that promise. Ask God to make it so this Christmas in your own lives. Amen.